Let's begin with the Gemara. I hope everybody, Robert, you have the Makoros online?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the Gemara says the following. So the big question is this a din which is unique to Klal Yisrael or not? So Abaye says something on its face which doesn't seem like it can mean what he says it means. Amar Abaye, Tashma, Sheva Mitzvah, Tzitzav B'nei Noach, V'im Isa, Timnei Havyon. So Abaye says, well, what do you mean? There are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. If Kiddush Hashem, meaning the obligation to martyr themselves, is an obligation, that would take it up to eight. So, Amalei Rava. So Rava explains, Inu V'chol Abizrayu. Abizrayu means, to quote Rashi, Kol Davar HaShayach Behu. Meaning that there are the mitzvah and seven mitzvos, but the seven mitzvos include all of the secondary, tertiary, quaternary aspects of them, and they also include the idea that a person would have to martyr themselves, or the Ben Noach, rather than eat Meir Minachai, or commit Gezel, or Shvichos Damim, or the like.
So the Kiddush Hashem is only Yahavi on Yahavi thing?
Exactly, right. Freddie hit the nail on the head. A question of martyrdom. So, you know, it's a very strange, very, very, very strange machlokas. What it's like, you know, Reb Ami, you know, was asked the question, is Ben Noach Mitzuvah and Kiddush Hashem? And Abaye says, oh, I want to tell you, I have a big teretz. If it was Kiddush Hashem, it wouldn't be seven anymore, it would be eight. So he blew away the people in the Beis Medrash with that one. So that really can't be, right? It can't be that the Kudas HaMachlokas between Abaye and Rava is like, is 7 plus 1, 8. Okay, that's not a reasonable suggestion. So the Chora is a very profound Machlokas going on here, which is basically the following. When we talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Abaye says, the way that I learned the sugya is that Kiddush Hashem is an independent mitzvah. Okay? And therefore, it would mimela have to be eight. Okay? And Rava says, I disagree, because I hold that Kiddush Hashem is really built into each and every mitzvah. So, Eiver Min Achai, right, is kolel, not only the idea that I can't eat from a living animal, etc., but it also is kolel, the aspect of martyrdom, Shabo. So, there's really in the Kudas HaMachlokas here, that by B'nai Noach, would we say that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is independent, or it's intrinsic? Now, by members of Klal Yisrael, we know the answer to that question. It's a separate mitzvah. We learned it from Abba Hashem, right? V'avtas Hashem Elokecha. And we learned V'nikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael. The question is, right, whether that's true or not for B'nai Noach. Could we say B'nai Noach, if their mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, is it the same nature of the din or is it a different din? Meaning, is it independent or is it built in? Oh. So the Gemara says, my heavy Allah. Those three words are very important. My heavy Allah means, so what happened in the end? So there's a story, which you know from the Haftorahs, the Tazria Mitzora, of Naaman. Naaman was the chief of staff to the Melech Aram. He was the head general of the army, and he developed tzaras, and he couldn't heal in any way. He came to Elisha, who healed him, and he became a Ger Toshav. He repudiated Avodah Zarah. And then he said, look, we have a party on December 25th in the office. What do you want me to do? So he had that Shiloh right away. So he said, Yislach Hashem la'avducha, no joke, Mivo Adoni Beis Rimon, so he says, I have a problem here. I repudiated Avodah Zarah, but every now and again, I have to show up with the king at diplomatic state functions and make like I'm bowing down to Avodah Zarah. You know, what do you know, can I do that? So Elisha says to him, Lech l'shalom. And Elisha gave him the, as you know, when somebody asks a shayla, you say, all right, it's okay. Nishkefer lech, Lech l'shalom. So he told him, it's okay. So what exactly does this mean? V'im Isa, the standard Girsa of the Gemara, lo le'imolei. And if they're mitzvah to sacrifice their lives in situations of onus, how can Elisha give him such a heter? So the Rashi points out, you have Rashi in the second source, those who are not going to go through the whole thing inside, but Rashi says, it's true that there's no din of tochacha for Ben Noach, because the pasuk says, heicheach teicheach es amisacha, that applies to members of Klal Yisrael. So you don't have to give tochacha, but it doesn't mean that you could put a gishpanka and say, lech l'shalom, right? That's a terrible thing. So if there really was, so the Gemara responds, no, habit sinna, habit for hesya. It could very well be that there's an idea of martyrdom for Bnei Noach that would apply to all the Shav Mitzvos and certainly to Avodah Zarah. But what was Elisha not worried about? Presumably that would be in private, and the only issue would be Bifar Hesya. That's the way Rashi wants to learn the sugya. Tosfos disagrees completely. And Tosfos disagrees, interestingly, because he has a certain shita, which, by the way, I have to say is a very, very interesting thing. And when I first learned this Tosfos, I hadn't been aware of this, I hadn't been aware of this position. So Tosfos says, whenever you have the words "my heviya law" in the Gemara, you can't come to a dechia. You can't come to maybe this or maybe that. You can't come to a habitzin habit for hesia. Maybe we can't be sure. It means that we come to a maskana berura. Not only that, but we had a machokes abayi rav. Okay. So Tosfos says the maskana zolo ifshet bayon. According to Rashi, it could be this way. It could be that way. It all depends. V'lashon my heavy alam ashma de maskana de pshitusi, that it's a davar pashut. So v'nira yoser. So there are other svarim where the girsa was a little bit different. Kisvarim de garsina and v'im Esau. If there is a din of martyrdom for bnei Noach leimalei, he should have told him if you're bitzina you're okay. If you're b'farhesi you have to martyr yourself. Meaning that's what he should have said. The fact that he didn't say that leich l'shalom. It's mashma that there's no din v'kapashet elomifkad midam leistam leich l'shalom, and this is also the psak of the Meiri. Let me just read the Meiri inside. Then I see David has a hand. Bnei Noach in mitzvah al kiddushem klal v'chol shenensu b'shem mitzvah shalahem avilu lavod over zara p'turim legamrei v'yavor v'al yiharek. Seems like the shita of the Meiri is that what should Ben Noach do? If somebody puts a gun to their head, even if it's for Avodah Zarah, what should they do since there's no din of Kiddush Hashem? Yeah. Violate whatever it is. Do Avodah Zarah. Eat Eiver Min HaChai. Commit an act of Gezel. Giloy Arayos. Dinim. Now, there's one area. There's one area which is going to be a little bit shocking. Which is the area that's going to have to give us pause. Could this really be the case? The Meiri is saying that Yavor Vel Yehareg, not midin that you're permitted to do so, but that you're mechuyev to do so, which is what it sounds like. What's the one area that's going to really stand out and say, all right, Avodah Zarah Ba'onas, even Rabbi Yishmael said that would be mutter for a Jew. We don't pask in that way. But which area? Except for Eddie, you hit the nail on the head again. Okay, two for two. Comes back from Florida. Mishrotzel Hachim Yadrim, he's got the Florida sun. Okay, comes back. He's freezing, but he's okay. You know, it's working. You mean to tell me that a guy with a gun to his head is allowed to go ahead and kill somebody? So the answer is, al pi pashtus, yes. Maybe even mechuyev. But not everybody agreed to that. The Mishnah Lamelech, and you guys don't even realize right now how important this is. I'll show you in a second how important it is. The Mishnah Lamelech says the following. fifth source. Benoach shenaso anos. So nizbar yavid de ve'arav mechabed de rashus av derecha asarim v'chidiz rabed din zed de b'shvich chazdamim mitzua benoach sheyihari gal yavor de kevon de misver nafka my chazes in hefresh ben Yisrael la'akum yu'uyon sham be'arach. So the Mishnah Melech, quoting the derecha atarim, thinks that this is true for six but not seven. That you can't tell me that a guy has a license to kill, even to save his own life, because that svara of who's to say your blood is any redder, that should apply to Ben Noach. Now, we already know, all of us have inside information, which very prominent Rishon didn't think that was true, and said it was only true by Yisrael, Chavivas Nafshol Shel Yisrael, Rashi. Okay, that's why I made such a big deal of it at the time. Why do I think this is so, so, so important? Then we'll go over to David before I show you something the Rav said about this. Some of you may have heard, I don't want to say it too loud, that there was a big Supreme Court case last year called Dobbs.
What?
Dobbs, the Dobbs case. And Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade, okay? Said there is no constitutional right to abortion rooted in privacy, okay? That was the decision was written by Justice Alito. And the Orthodox Union came out with a statement, maybe the next day, maybe the day after, I don't remember, but kimat right away. And I thought it was the best statement they ever released, at least in my lifetime. And they said, we cannot rejoice and we cannot mourn because halacha is different. And specifically, because we have the halacha that we know, that ad sheyetzei la'avir olam reishei v'rubo, whose life takes priority? The mother's life takes priority. Okay? Right? That's a categorical rule in halacha. Categorical rule. Okay? The mother's life takes priority, whether we hold Medin Rashi, Rashi says the Ubar isn't yet a nefesh, or you hold like the Rambam, that the Ubar is a full nefesh, but it doesn't matter because it's a din rodef, it's kirodef. Whatever the lumdus is, everybody agrees in that psak halacha. So, one of the interesting things at the time, okay, you know, on this question was, this Mishnah Lamelech, which is a Das Yachid, as soon as the Supreme Court came out with the ruling, I was on the phone with the Rosenzweig 10 minutes later. I said, this Mishnah Lamelech is a Das Yachid. He said, that's correct. So, to save it, his or her own life, a non-Jew is permitted to kill, forget about Nubar, anybody, to save your life. So, clearly, again, the Mishnah Lamelech, you could don a little bit, okay? But there's no question that if the mother's life was at stake, you know, a non-Jewish person, we're not talking about members of Klal Yisrael, so it's much more obvious. But for a non-Jewish person, right, we would not say that this is the halacha. We would say that the mother has at least the right, maybe even the obligation, to privilege her own life over a fetus that is threatening her life. Because that's exactly the halacha, that a ben noach isn't mitzuvah to give up their life. And they're permitted to commit an act of shvichus damim. We know for a non-Jew that an ubar is shvichus damim. That's for sure. Right? And normally, again, with a million exceptions, normally, as the Rambam paskins, a ben noach shahara gets a ubar, gets misas bezdin for murder. But if you're talking about for the mother to save her life, so she's allowed to kill the ubar. Now, what's interesting is, what's the status of the doctor? Unless you're talking about a very unusual ubar, the ubar is not threatening the life of the doctor. Okay? So, the doctor is a very complicated situation, and I can't get into that right now because it'll take much too long to explain why there might even be a heter for a doctor in such a situation. But it really has to do with how you learn the sugya of rodef and an equation between the nirdaf and a third-party matzil. Okay? That's the basic framework that you'd have to evaluate. Okay, so even in terms of Hilchos B'nei Noach, unless you paskin like this Mishnah Melech, which Pashtus says we don't paskin that way. So then it would seem that the entire idea of a mother not being able to spare her life at the expense of the ubar is kineged not just halacha as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, but kineged halacha as far as B'nei Noach are concerned. That's a very, very important thing. And in many states already, that's not the case. Even the life of the mother isn't necessarily an exception. What's very fascinating about that, and this is a generational difference, when go back now 15 years, when we learned these sugyas with Rabbi Tendler Zatzal, so he told me how, in a sense, how lucky we were. He says, when he entered the Rabbanus, many, many, many decades before, said you really had to be on top of where your balabatim were scheduled to deliver. Because if it was a Catholic hospital, you have to make it very clear that she's a Jewish lady and her life comes first. Otherwise, they might let her bleed out, other such things, if it meant that they had a chance. Because l'shitasam, the whole point is to be born. Once you're born, once you enter Olam Hazeh, you could be saved by grace, okay? If you don't enter Olam Hazeh, then you can't get Olam Haba. So the mother, she's already saved, assuming she accepts. We don't hold that way, okay? We say that the life of the mother comes first. He also told us that the Kennedys, obviously Irish Catholic, always made sure that the children were delivered in Jewish hospitals, for this reason alone. Okay, nowadays it's not at all the same. I assume that you could make a special request. I don't know what the hospital ethics board would have to say about it, but That was then, and to a certain extent, this is now. Okay, so before we get to the Rav on this Nakuta, let me go if David, you had a question. Yeah.
The Shita that held that there was a difference between
Tzina and Farhesia, right, Rashi.
Farhesia, I don't, in that case, I mean, his whole claim would have been that sometimes I have to do it because, you know, the powers that be
right.
compel me to show some allegiance to the Avodah
Zarah. Yeah, it's like.
So, but Tzina, that doesn't make sense.
Right, yeah, it's a good question in terms of the mitzvahs. I can't give you any insight into that. I don't think anybody can. But the assumption was is that they would go in together. The way that Rashi says it out is that, you know, the king and the chief of staff would go, like, you know, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, like, you know, mechitza bifnei atzman, they would go in, you know, where nobody else could go, to the base Rimon, to be mishtachabe. Okay, so the Rav wanted to know, because this issue already comes up in Tosos, like, well, how do we conceptualize this idea of a Ben Noach who's going to either have a permission structure or a chiyuv to choose life, right? They don't have a mitzvah of v'chai bohem. So how exactly does that work? What are the mechanics of saying, yeah, I'm going to override the isser of shvichos damim? Like, what mitzvah am I accomplishing if I'm Ben Noach? If I'm a member of Klal Yisrael, so I have a mitzvah v'chai bohem. And as we noted, for the Rambam, v'chai bohem almost always wins. For the Ran, it's a titanic clash between Avas Hashem v'chai bohem. And for the Smak, you know, Avas Hashem always wins. V'chai bohem is barely a matir. It's not even a midos chasidus. So the Rav took up the issue, like, what exactly is going on for Ben Noach when we say, yeah, you can kill somebody to save your life? Well, why exactly? I understand you're not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, but what's the mitzvah here? You know, there's no v'chai bohem, lo shiyamos bohem. So how do we think about this in halachic terms? So it's a classic Brisker piece. This is written up in the Rishimos Shiurim, so thank you to Rabbi Reichman, Hashi Reichman, who dutifully wrote these things up. So the Rav said this in Shir, when they were learning Yavamis. So he wrote the following: Hatzal Slefosh Tav Yimatir Bifnei Atzma Abagav Shachisir V'Maisim Mitzvah Ki Atzem Hatzal Amatir V'Afli Chalos Mitzvah V'Harayu Miben Noach Shemutr Lo Lavar Al Yisurin Bishol Hatzal Asnafsho. It's interesting, he wrote Mutter, he didn't say he's a Chiyuv. Interesting. Mikema Deni Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem V'Yamal Veishin Mitzvah B'Mitzvah Hatzal Slefoshos. Even though he doesn't have a din of a chai bohem, afilu hachi atzala hutralo mishum debikuach nevish ba'atzmo, matir es avera afilu b'li kiyum mitzvah. So the Rav said something fascinating. He said, you know what the mitzvah is? There is no mitzvah. But it doesn't matter. That the etzem maisa pikuach nefesh, the etzem hatzala, is matir a maisa avera. Which is really a fascinating category. You can think about this all day. We don't have time to think about it all day. But you can think about it all day. What the Rav is basically saying is that the halachic system, and here we're talking about non-Jews, not just Jews, but non-Jews, values life to the point that even if you're not even accomplishing a specific mitzvah, you can't say, oh, I'm mitzvah v'chai bahem, but the etzem maisa hasala is mafkia the iser, Shvichos damim, or at least docha the iser shvichos damim, vodazara, gila rayos, gezel, Abraham min achai, dinim, birkas Hashem. It's not necessarily a mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah v'chai bahem. You can't say that he's mechuyev to do this. It's interesting, whatever the Meiri would say. But in Brisk, apparently, the masorah was that the etzem hatzalas hanefesh is a matir in its own right. So that's an amazing idea. Normally, we talk about ase do chalos ase, or whatever it is. In halacha, you know, deraisas deicha derabanan. There are so many different structures, and there are so many triages in terms of how you figure out how is B going to beat A? Is A going to beat B? Ase is do chalos ase, but ase isn't do chalos ase. There's a million different it's do chalos ase, but not alos ase sheish bokares. There are a million different permutations. But the standard assumption is that b'chol ha-Torah kula, hein for b'nei Noach, hein for Klal Yisrael, you're going to need some kind of a mitzvah to be the overriding force, right? You're going to say, we're going to do A and we're not going to do B, whatever. Oseg mitzvah, pater mitzvah, another great example. There's one exception to that. Hatzalas nefashos. Hatzalas nefashos, even when it's stripped of any chalos mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah of a chai b'hem, because we're talking about a b'nei Noach, it doesn't matter. That's a matir b'fnei atzmo. That gives you an insight into how profound Hatzalas nefashos is in halacha. Dr. Pearl, go ahead.
But then why should there be a difference between a goy and a Jew? You have to come up with the theory of Abla or whatever else you want to do. Because if it's the same of a life, it should be the same for both.
I agree. The Rav wouldn't object to that. The only difference in terms of B'nai... One second, Robert, just answering Dr. Perl. The only question is in terms of Ben Noach himself. Let's say there's no Jew on the scene. So what gives the Ben Noach the right to commit an act of Avodah Zarah or Birkas Hashem, etc.? He's not accomplishing any mitzvah. The only thing is, he's not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. But what gives him the right to commit these Averos? So the lamdus was, the simple fact that he's saving his own life is a matir b'fnei atzmo, even though by doing so he hasn't fulfilled a single mitzvah. You're talking about a totally different case. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's a different story. 100%.
You can apply also to that. If the nefesh is just, if saving the nefesh alone is the ikar, same.
Oh, but the Rav didn't say that applies in every area of halacha. He says that in terms of B'nai Noach, you have this idea that Atzalas Nefashos, you know, overrides certain averos. Now, you raise a good question, is how broadly could we apply this, right? Atzalas Nefesh to Goy, right? Let's say it ran up against, you know, an Isser Chamor like Shabbos. So your point is very well taken. It would seem from the Gemara that would be insufficient. And there we would need ulterior or elements like Ava, etc. Yeah, 100% right. Elliot, go ahead.
It seems, according to the Rav, I mean, what I find troubling is that Hatzalas Nefashos, which is one of the most fundamental principles of life, applies to somebody who's not an Obed Hashem, who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot. And yes, when it comes to Yisrael, you've got to jump through hoops of, he's going to do this mitzvah in the future, and why not just say Hatzalas Nefashos?
Good, okay. Good. I wish I would have planted that question because it's a perfect segue. Okay, here we go. This is really one of my favorite things. So the Rambam writes in the seventh source. Again, it's our Gemara. It's based on the Gemara Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Ben Noach shanaso anas lavar lachas mimitzvosav. Achas mimitzvosav means the Sheva Mitzvos, everything from Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Gilui Arayos, Shvichos Damim, Evri Minachai, Gezel Dinim, they're all there, okay? The Rambam's not Mechalik. This isn't the Mishnah Lamelech where Shvichos Damim is a category in its own right. Mutter lo lavor. Notice the Rambam says mutter, not mechui. Afilu nena slavor avodah zarah oved. The Rambam thinks avodah zarah is even a bigger chiddush. Levi she'enan mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Because they're not mitzuvah al kiddush Hashem. So like Tosos, the Rambam paskins, the my heavy Allah, the maskan of the sugya is b'nei Noach are not mitzuvah and kiddush Hashem. And therefore they at least have a permission structure to violate any of the Sheva Mitzvos, they do not have to martyr themselves. I'd like to try to gain some perspective on Shitas HaRambam. And Elliot, you'll see that it answers your question, I believe, in the most profound way. Let's go back with a fine-tooth comb over the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And you're going to see, I think, the following remarkable point emerge. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. We already dealt with that expression of Kol Beis Yisrael, that it's a defining mitzvah. It's our national raison d'etre. That's why it was a Cherpa Gedola B'mei Nebuchadnezzar, when only Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah stood up to be counted. Shenemar V'nikdashti B'socha B'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. U'muzharin Shalo L'chalo Shenemar V'lo S'chalo Hashem Kach. Ketzah. Let us review. V'chai bohem isn't a matir. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to choose life. It's not only a chiyuv that you have to choose life. As Reb Aaron Soloveitchik was medayik, this is how you're mekadesh shem shamayim. Ketzad, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? V'chai bohem. V'chai bohem is a Kiddush Hashem. And we explained, because a Jew chooses life not only because he wants to be able to celebrate after so many years another world championship for the New York Yankees. It's going on 2009 already. I had a boy who was bar mitzvah in the shul last year, a big Yankee fan. And very big. He comes to learn Mishnah with me every Sunday morning. And what a rachmanis. This boy, his whole life, has never seen a championship. By the time I was his age, I had 96. They were about to start the 98 season, 114 wins. And I said in my drasha at his bar mitzvah, Chus rachim aleihem. Look at these children. You know?
Never.
Can you imagine? This child is he's growing up. It's not enough. I told him, look, there are things that are worse. I spoke to him before his bar mitzvah. I said, you could have been a Mets fan. It's not. But it's not easy. Okay? Yeah. That's not the only reason we choose life. We choose life, v'chai bahem lo shiyamus bahem, because we're oriented towards mitzvos. Okay. And that's a Kiddush Hashem. There. V'chai bahem lo shiyamus bahem. And that's why the Rambam says, it's a terrible avera, suicide. V'imeis v'lo avar is a mischai v'nafsho. Yeah, you're already dead, but the Rambam says, you're good and dead, because, you know, you deserve to die. The Rambam says it again. Properly. Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Chaverav, Ve'elu hein arugei malchus shein maila malasan. They're on the highest madrega. They did the wrong thing, right? It's not for us to judge in the sense of, you know, Al Tadin, but they did what they did. It's a chil Hashem. He's over the Yisr Darais of Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi. He's also been Mevatel, the Mitzvah Saseh, Minah Torah, called V'nikdashti.
What about Lo Sarog?
Okay, so let's go a little bit further. 1 second, Aliyah, just hang on to the questions. 1 second, we'll take all the questions, okay? V'im hayo b'yasar misar izah chilas Hashem b'rabim. U'bitel Mitzvah Saseh, she kiddush Hashem, v'arval Mitzvah Slo Saseh, she chil Hashem. And, as we saw, the Rambam says, but the choice has to be a real choice. Okay? It really has to be a situation where the only choice you were faced with was martyrdom or committing an avera. But if you could have extracted yourself at a certain point along the line, like a dog rolling in his own excrement, which is, as you would have gathered, not a compliment, is no longer a bonus. You forfeit your entire portion olam haba. The madrega tachtona shel gehenim, right? As opposed to ein lamala malasa. It has to be a real choice. So, what does the Rambam tell us? The Rambam has taught us something extraordinary. The Rambam says that when it comes to a member of Klal Yisrael who's mitzuva b'kiddush Hashem, there's no room for volunteerism. Right. What's the ketzad? Ketzad means either I'm mechuyev to live. It's not my permission to live. Yavor v'al yihareg is a chiyuv and a kiddush Hashem. And if I choose death, I'm ischai benafshi, and I'm a yored the madrega tachtona shel gehenim, and it's a horrible thing. Okay? Me'idach kisa, if it's yaharig val yavor, I must martyr myself. There's none of this smak or nimuke Yosef that an adam gadol and a chassid and a yare shamayim and a midas chassid. Nonsense. Nothing. You're mechuyev one way, you're mechuyev the other way. You must live, or you must be a martyr. That's for Klal Yisrael. Now let's go back and learn the Rambam by Ben Noach. And it couldn't be more elegant. What did the Rambam say? Something amazing. You know what the impact of not having the din of Kiddush Hashem is? Ben Noach isn't mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. May have Yallah. The Rambam learns, like Tosos, there's no din of Kiddush Hashem. What's the result? Ben Noach, this is the seventh source again. Let's read it carefully. Shanaso anas lavur alachas mimitzvosav. A guy puts a gun to his head and says, I want you to commit an act of arayus. I want you to do avodah zarah, ever minachai, gezel, berkas Hashem, dinim shvichtam, whatever it is. So what's he supposed to do?
Mutter
lo lavur. Do what he wants. Afilu nenas l'oved avodah zarah. If he wants to, oved. Lefi she'enan mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. You want to know, for the Rambam, what it means to be mitzuvah, but kiddush Hashem means it's not your choice. A Jew doesn't have a right. He's mushma ve'omed me'har Sinai. He went through taryag. Elliot, this is the answer to your question. A Jew doesn't have a right to choose. All a Jew can do is comply. If the halacha determines that I must die, I must die. If the halacha determines that I must live, I must live. V'chai b'hem lo she'yamus b'hem. That's what Kiddush Hashem means. If you're a Ben Noach, mutter. You want to go kill that fellow to save your own life? You're permitted to. You want to choose not to do so? You think that's more ethical? That's your right also.
Wow.
Meduyak in the Meiri that maybe he holds that by Ben Noach, you don't have that choice. He says, V'yavor val yihareg. I read it as saying a little bit more imperative. But the Rambam has a chiddush atzum v'nora. The impact of having the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem means that we're spoken for, to quote my mother. She's like, that's her expression. We already know. The outcome is a foregone conclusion. Now, in practice, we don't know what's going to happen. But al pi halacha, a Jew's life is spoken for. That's the impact of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And that was a chiddush adir that the Rambam had. Everything that the smak and the nimuke Yosef, by the way, nifsach lehalacha and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch went against the Rambam here. Okay, as we saw on Wednesday, the Shach said, not so fast, okay? The Bach said, not so fast, the Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, okay? But they would say, these are all conditions that are irrelevant. For Ben Noach, you could have this discussion, you have an interesting ethical conversation about is it more ethical that I should live or more ethical that he should live? You could have an interesting conversation. The Rambam, none of that exists because of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means, and this is what people don't understand, I'm just amplifying the diuk in a certain sense of Reb Aaron. What Reb Aaron Soloveitchik said was that when you do Yavor Val Yehari V'chai B'hem, that is a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem isn't only martyrdom. It means that I have to live. I have to live. I'm not being mekel. It's not a kula. This is what I'm mechuyev to do. As the Rambam says, and if I would choose to die, hareza mischai benafsho. You've killed yourself. And this point has to be clarified and corrected in people's minds. They think, whatever. So the Torah says I'm allowed to violate. You're not allowed to violate. You must violate. The mitzvah is to eat the nevela, the behemah tmeya, the treifa, whatever it is. Shata shma, that's a different story. Love your old das before hasa, that's a different story. But that's the basic halacha. That's the basic halacha. V'chai v'hem v'lo sheyam is part of that framework of Kiddush Hashem. That's where the Rambam writes at the beginning of the parak, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Al Gadol Azeh. We're spoken for in that regard. Okay, Adkan Devar.